I'll take the time in this editorial to comment on a few things that come to mind. When I read the article in this edition in the City Council section on no free parking for out-of-towners, I was rather taken aback because we are a tourist town during the summer months and free parking has usually been the norm for tourists for years during the summer. Then immediately my mind went to, way to go Mayor Tolley. I totally agree that if we as citizens have to pay for parking, then so do visitors. It's the citizens of Moose Jaw who pay the taxes here, and although we love to have visitors come to the friendly city, all people should be treated equitably. I don't remember a time when I have gone to another city in another province and got special privileges because I was visiting from Saskatchewan. If I can afford to travel out of province for a getaway or holiday, my lightning-fast mind reminds me that maybe I might need a few extra bucks for plugging meters as necessary. I hope all of the book buffs are booking their seats to attend this year's Festival of Words that will be taking place from July 13 to 16 here in Moose Jaw. It usually is an annual highlight that features well-known authors and content with a Canadian focus. Another of the bigger summer highlights is the Highway to Heroes car show that will be held on Saturday, July 22 at the exhibition grounds. There's a lot more going on that day too on the grounds. It seems individuals really like to get nostalgic about how things were way back then. That's why they visit Suchanan Village and do some exploring in the old heritage buildings stocked with yesterday's way to do life years ago. The seniors and parents may be more compelled to remember when, but I know for sure that the Suchanan Fun Day that will be taking place on Sunday, July 16 will certainly put a smile or grin on the kids' faces as they are entertained with kid-friendly amusements. Check it out. Suchanan Village is also offering slashed prices to make it more affordable for families, cheaper attendance, and who doesn't want to get a treat like ice cream, popcorn or baking for only 25 cents. One of my friends lost her mother this past week. My heart goes out to her and anyone else who has had to say goodbye to their mom. Losing a mother is like losing your best fan, supporter or encourager, at least that is how I feel about mine. My mom went to her eternal home on June 25, 3 years ago. Although she is gone, she lives on in my heart and thoughts, and I will miss her until I go down that same road one day. Happy people know suffering more than anyone else, and that's how they can see just how damn beautiful their lives are. It's because they've seen the depths. Brianna Wyest. The views and opinions expressed in this article are those of the author, and do not necessarily reflect the position of this publication.